SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor. The United States opposed and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
12 jurors have been seated in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan, with alternates still to be selected. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it will be really hard to keep jurors' names anonymous in this case.
Whatever's said in the courtroom is going to be used by someone somewhere to try to find out the identities of these individuals. It shouldn't be happening. It really shouldn't matter. People shouldn't be prying into people's private lives. But it's what's going on, and so that's why the court's going to have to change the way information is released.
The judge in the trial has ordered the media not to report where potential jurors have worked. Judge Juan Merchan also asked journalists on Thursday to show some discretion on what they say about the potential jurors as he tries to seat a jury pool of people who can remain anonymous. A coalition backed by some of the nation's largest retailers has announced it has collected 900,000 signatures to put a tough-on-crime statewide ballot initiative in California before voters in November. The measure would roll back parts of Proposition 47, a measure that reduced certain theft and drug possession offenses from felonies to misdemeanors. This is SRN News. A battle over a cross in California.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill adjusting a measure that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in public school libraries. Atheist activists have been using the law to challenge the Bible and the dictionary. The amendment DeSantis signed limits challenges to parents with kids in school who can demonstrate that the book in question harms their children. A growing number of states are passing laws that allow book challenges. This is SRN News. The Hawaii Attorney General has released a report into last year's deadly wildfires on Maui that killed 101 people. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The report says the head of the Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Warder.
The report is the second of two major assessments. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.